Blog Talk Radio.
Now, an appeal to President Obama. President Obama, you are descendant from the people of light. This is what made you so attractive to the entire world. But you are surrounded by jackals, by hyenas, by nocturnal creatures, by wild goats, and they want to use you as the instrument of their wicked, wicked aim and policies and desire for the rest of the world. And if you don't follow their aim, they will try their best to assassinate you. I know you are in between a rock and a hard place, my brother. But God is still God. God protects me from them, and He will certainly protect you if you put your trust in Him. You, my brother president, have to come back to God, not using His name as a shield, but come back to the God that is the best part of your nature and be yourself. And then stand up against those who would have you attack those who have done you no harm, and you know it. You are from the God of righteousness, and that beauty in your soul is what has made the world come to your door. You are potentially a very beautiful man, but you are surrounded by these nocturnal creatures.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. We are also streaming live in Waterloo, Iowa on WKBOL 100.1 FM, joining a list of distinguished shows that air weekly there, including The Time and What Must Be Done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, which airs Wednesdays at 6 o'clock Central Time in Waterloo. And, of course, The Time and What Must Be Done airs every Saturday at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. But check out WKBOL at KBOLradio.com. Welcome to Elevated Places. I am your host, Ava Muhammad. Greetings to all of you in the words of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Elevated Places is a forum where we engage in open, intelligent, advanced discussion, and we center our conversations around freedom, justice, equality, and the economic independence and self-determination for the 40-plus million descendants of slaves here in North America. The reason that Master Farrad Muhammad came are the descendants of slaves. The reason he raised up the one we now know to be the risen Christ, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is the descendants of slaves. And the great love that is being exhibited by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the discrimination, Surah, or chapter 25 of the Holy Quran. He is the distinction between truth and falsehood. When you hear Minister Farrakhan, when you see Minister Farrakhan, when you walk away, you have a clear understanding. Whatever you feel, the one thing you don't feel is confused. And that was a beautiful opening selected by our IT specialist, LaDonna Muhammad. Minister Farrakhan appealing to President Barack Obama and apprising him and reminding him of his true identity and how and why he was put into the Oval Office, and also demonstrating an understanding and sensitivity to the dilemma that President Obama is in right now, but appealing him to him to make the right choice. Tonight is a very special edition of Elevated Places, in the wake of the 80th birth anniversary on May 11th of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we have such a beautiful, special young man who is our guest tonight. And before we go to him, I want to welcome two people without whom we would not have Elevated Places to be such a popular and informative program. My co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
And I'm so glad that you have landed.
Literally.
If Dr. Salam is listening, you are in trouble. So you had a smooth landing into Greensboro. I was blessed, which I'll talk a little bit about later, to have a smooth landing in to Chicago on Monday from Tampa, Florida. And also joining us is our brilliant contributor and analyst, the Minister of Agriculture of the Nation of Islam, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam, Minister Ava and Brother Terrence.
It is so good to be with both of you again. And I want to thank you, Brother Terrence, for inviting someone very special in this hour, not only to the Nation of Islam, but to it'll ultimately be manifested that he has engaged in a work that is going to be critical to humanity as a whole. But you and Dr. Ridgely have some perspectives on the weekend's events, and I'd like to hear from you. So, Brother Terrence, why don't you start out?
Well, you know, once again, I am literally just getting back in my city, leaving Washington, D.C., and I say that because I went up there with a group of people, at least 100 people from around the country, to go to Capitol Hill and the EPA and to deal with clean air and coal ash and environmental issues. And the reason why I say that, because it reminded me and it really made it clear that, you know, the question is who will speak for the poor, as we was on Capitol Hill and listening to people or looking at how they treated us when we went there. And that really encouraged me to support the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, one who not only speaks for the poor but goes amongst the poor, as we witnessed last summer as his walks through the neighborhoods in Chicago and New York and sending out the brothers all across the country and in the Caribbean out into the communities to hear and greet our people as they are suffering in the conditions and the communities that they're in. Also, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is in the great Motor City of Detroit. Today he will be speaking tomorrow night. So those that are in Detroit, you want to check that out. We will give you more information about that later. It's at 7 p.m., and I will give you the actual name of the church since I'm literally getting off a plane. And as Dr. Ava said, last weekend was extraordinary. It was almost like a mini celebration of the believers coming to celebrate the birth anniversary of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and thanking God for blessing us with this beautiful man in our presence, which we watched a wonderful documentary of his life, his mission, his music, as well as hearing a powerful delivery of a Mother's Day message on Sunday on the priceless value of mother. It was just an extraordinary weekend. It was a wonderful time. We was treated to a wonderful meal and dinner at one of the best and superb restaurants on the planet, the Salam Restaurant. So it was just a blessing. It was a wonderful time. It was a joyous time. And I do want people to continue, as you stated earlier, to watch the time and what must be done, as President Obama is speaking lately, but what the minister is saying will be very, 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 if you haven't already paid attention, that is very relevant already now, you will see things happening as he is continuing the time and what must be done, and we need to know what time it is because we may not get through, as was said before, all 52 of those series because of what's going on in the world.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Terrence. And I want to remind the listeners, because I see you queuing up rapidly, that we invite any and everyone who logs in or listens in to participate in the conversation. So you can call us at 347-324-5091 and join the discussion, particularly tonight's discussion. You may have comments and you may have questions for our guest and for us. Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, you also flew into Chicago.
Yes.
And having really just having just left a few days earlier.
Yes, sir. Went to Chicago, had a great time, had to run back to the farm to keep things back in line, to keep our planning schedule in line. But it was worth the trip because that documentary on the minister's life Saturday, I called it the, and Brother Amir, the one of the directors, will be on to talk more about it, but I called it the greatest love story ever told. I know that if you've heard about Romeo and Juliet and, you know, all that stuff, but the Minister Farrakhan loves black people, and he loves the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he loves Master Farad Muhammad, Allah in person. The brother is just full of love, and when you see his interaction with the other artists, because, you know, he's a, Mr. Farrakhan is a great artist, singer, violin, and he's interacting with other artists as he's developing this great album that's coming out soon, along with the debut of, for the public, this his life. And in that, they had many of the artists as they were developing their part for their songs, and the interaction with him and them, and then the interaction with him and the his violin instructors, how he is such a meticulous person, and he's willing to be taught, and he's the best student. All of them say that he's the best student. And then we looked at the reaction of him as he went around the world. They show a part of the tour. You know, there's a larger DVD set talking about his international tour, but when he went all over the world after the Million Man March. But they show, you know, parts of that so that people could see how he's loved by Muslims and black people all over the world, and white Muslims in Russia and in Uzbekistan and Chechnya. And so he's a universal man, and him coming into 80 years, as he mentioned Sunday, when he spoke Sunday, he's 80 years old, and Malcolm only lived to 39 before he was killed, and Martin only lived to 39 before he was killed. And so he was able, Allah has blessed him to double them in age, but he and now he's a wise, he's been through a lot, and he's ready now for his mission, which is a worldwide mission, not just to the black people in America, but to the whole world, to bring the world together, as we have been waiting and praying in all of the major religions, warning somebody to come to bring in peace and to stop the foolishness and to expose the man of sin so that people can live the way God wants people to live. And Minister Farrakhan's whole life has been dedicated to trying to bring people together and with love. And his love for black people is just phenomenal. That, and I think that everyone will agree when they see this event, when they see this presentation, this movie, will agree with us that, in fact, this is the greatest love story ever told. The story of Minister Farrakhan and his love for black people and his love for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. His love for Malcolm, his love for Dr. Khaled. I mean, he brings all these people forward in this documentary for us to see and understand him and his love for our people. It's just, you know, I was there, you know, crying, you know, boohooing, not loud, but, you know, just tears running down my face. And I looked to my left and I looked to my right. The other brothers were also tears running down their face. And it wasn't sadness. It was just joy and beauty. So I can't wait to hear Brother Amir, how they pull that off with such a limited budget and time and such a masterful production. If there were any glitches, I didn't see any. And I am a movie documentary critic. I mean, my wife don't even like to look at movies with me because I pick them apart. But I couldn't pick that one apart, maybe that's because I had too much tears in my eyes. But it was just a great documentary.
Well, all praise is due to Allah, and that's a great segue into the introduction of our guest. And you said, with reference to Brother Michael Amir Muhammad, that one of the amazing things that a viewer or one who experiences this will come away with when they learn the limited resources and time. And, of course, that's part of moving with Minister Farrakhan, because he moves with speed. As the Quran says, the sun moves on to its destination. And, you know, I only found out this evening something about Brother Michael Amir Muhammad that I'll mention, but I'm going to share his bio with the audience as we bring him on. And let me just say that Joshua Farrakhan is the executive producer of the documentary. Brother Michael Amir is the director, and, you know, I am a fervent advocate of separation. And one of the things that moves me about this entire project is I'm living to see what I've always wanted to see, and that's us produce our own films. And to have a real opening of a movie, you know, 2,000-plus people at Mosque Mariam, which was really a private screening. It was like attending a premiere. Because it's not available yet to the general public, but it will be soon, and it needs to be seen globally. But the fact that it was held, and I'm begging everybody to get the final call, get several copies, because it will one day be priceless to have this particular issue of the Final Call newspaper. But Brother Michael Amir Muhammad grew up in Lakewood, California, and he attended Marymount College from 2002 to 2004, and then he transferred to USC, University of Southern California, and he became interested in film directing. Now, even back in high school and college, he acted. He was in theater, TV shows, commercials, and it was in 2004 that he decided to pursue a career full-time. And he continued to study film and eventually met Brother Michael Jackson and became Mr. Jackson's executive assistant and chief of staff in 2007. And he continued his studies of the film industry with Michael Jackson and worked with him until he passed away in 2009. And it was around that time that he met with Brother Joshua Farrakhan and began to assist Brother Joshua on various projects in L.A. And in January of this year, going to your point, Brother Dr. Rizzi, about a short time period, to work on the documentary which chronicles the life, the physical, spiritual, and musical life of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, here's the key part for me. I know his mother very well, Sister Gladys Muhammad. And, you know, when you look at Brother in the Final Call and you see he's a very handsome young man, he has beautiful parents. And his mother, Sister Gladys has served as the Western Regional Protocol Director for the Nation of Islam. She's one of the most beautiful and elegant women you could ever meet. And so it doesn't surprise me that Brother Omar and Sister Gladys produced a son that is engaging in such work. And so at this point, I want to welcome to Elevated Places Brother Michael Amir Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you doing, family?
Oh, we're doing wonderful and so proud of you. So proud of you. And as you heard Dr. Ridgely say, tears, and I've heard so many people express that same emotional response to the documentary. And we are starting to get callers already, but I do want to invite them to queue up so that we're not all clustered in the last few minutes of the show trying to get on. And I am talking to Brother Michael Amir Muhammad. So, Brother Michael, if you could, and of course Brother Terrence is here, and I want to thank him for arranging for you to be on. But if you could give the audience a little insight into how you came to be at the center of this project.
Yes, ma'am. First, I want to say it's an honor to be, on this radio station and to be on your show and to be honored by the believers. That's one of the greatest gifts I think, anyone can have for your own people to appreciate what you've done. So thank you for having me, and thank you everyone who's actually listening in to hear about this project. But this came about early this year. After working with Mr. Michael Jackson, I got a good relationship with Joshua Farrakhan. Him and Michael were very close. After coming to his funeral and doing all those things, I became close with Brother Joshua. And it was a few months late last year, late of 2012, when he told me that he had footage of, the minister and doing all these recordings for his album. And I was actually there sometimes. And when he was in L.A., I was blessed to be able to go or to help out, a whole post, anything, anywhere I can get in. And he told me he had this footage. So we decided, he said, I know you've been doing film, you went to school for this, you studied this. He said, I want you to see what we have and, see what you can come up with. So the plan was to get together for about 2 weeks and to edit maybe 30 minutes of behind the scenes of the album. The first thing I told him was I have it's brothers I work with. I have a great team. I hope they're on the phone. I'm not sure, but I want to definitely mention Brother Jihad F. Muhammad, who was with me every day. He co-produced and co-directed with me, but he's the editor of the film. Also, Brother Elijah Kareem and Brother Jami Abdullah. These are brothers who I called and say, hey, Josh has some stuff for us to look at. And everyone, without asking for a dime, dropped what they were doing. These brothers, some own their own businesses. Some, Jihad shoots music videos and other things for a living. They dropped everything to come out to Phoenix to meet up with myself and Joshua. And when we seen the footage of what the minister had, and it was music, him in the studio, Allah just kind of touched us, and we all came to the conclusion after looking at it and brainstorming that we have to do a documentary of his life as well, because you have his music and you have his life, but when you study him, you can't separate the two. His life is music, and music is his life. But there is part of his mission. It's all a part of him, and we felt it would be injustice to do one and not do the other. You can't talk about his life in music without talking about his life in Islam, because he gave up music for Islam. And vice versa. So we pitched this idea to Brother Joshua and to the minister, which was pretty scary. But we pitched the idea, and the minister, wise man, he kind of seen it before we seen it. He kind of seen that we were catching on to something, and he gave us permission to work on it. And we were blessed to work on his property in Phoenix, and you know, that's where we were, and, you know, it was such a blessing just coming to his house, working, and this was around the time he was there, so we was, you know, he was able to come and check on us and see what we're doing, visit us for a few hours here, a few hours there, you know, but the beautiful thing is he gave us freedom. You know, he even mentioned that, you know, he wanted to see what Allah put in our hearts. So he would just come, look, say good job, and go back upstairs. And I got to thank Brother Joshua Farcon because he did the same thing. Once he seen that me and the team were going, he kind of just let us go. And, you know, the minister gave us some advice. He said when he was doing the show Organa, the play Organa, Brother Malcolm X, came to check on it. And he said he wasn't done. He, you know, he didn't want Malcolm to see it halfway done, you know, because you have an idea in your head, but everyone may not know what the adventure, where you're getting to. And he said, I know where you're getting to, but everyone else may not. So just protect what you're doing. And that's what we did, because in the beginning, it kind of seemed like, what are you guys doing? You know, we had music, and then we had random, we're asking everyone for photos, we're looking at old tapes, and, you know, we just, you know, me and the guys, you know, I gotta thank the brothers, especially Brother Jihad, who was there every day with me, you know, from January 3rd all the way up to a few days before Savior's Day. We worked every day, about 10 hours a day.
Wow.
And then we got a break for Savior's Day, then we went right back to Phoenix, and we worked every day until May 11th. We were actually doing final touches May 11th. And it's not finished, but we wanted to give the believers something. So we cleaned it up as much as we can to give the believers a good screening. But we're still going to touch it up and tweak some things and add a few things. But it was a difficult mission. It was a beautiful struggle to get it done in that time period. We learned a lot. But it was, you know, to be honest, it was really a lot guiding us, because what he put in our hearts to do, you know, we would be working, and, you know, we would stop and we would do rak'ah, myself and Brother Jihad, just asking Allah to please, you know, guide us into representing his servant the way he wants him represented. And we had some great people give us talks. Brother Melvin on the security team gave us a very beautiful talk as far as how important this film is, because myself and the brothers, we didn't always see it. You know, we just seen, hey, you know, we're blessed to make a movie for the minister. But we were really, you know, guided as far as the importance of it. So we worked tirelessly to do something that became bigger than what we expected it to be. It really was, we really can't take any credit. Allah really, really guided us to make such a film. And that's kind of a short synopsis of our journey.
So that's amazing. The Brother Elijah has joined us. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Elijah.
Waalaikum salam.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Dr. Muhammad?
Oh, doing wonderful, and thank you as well for taking time to be with us and sharing with the listening audience the behind-the-scenes work that went into producing the documentary of the minister's life and his music and work, and the short time period in which it was done is just overwhelming. And I do want to remind the callers, we're at 347-324-5091. We have lots and lots of people on the line, and so you're welcome, of course, to indicate by hitting number one if you want to join in the discussion or have any questions for the brothers. So, Brother Elijah, did you want to jump in and give us your perspective on the experience?
Well, I've just been blessed to be a part of this because of Brother Michael Amir. He called me in as soon as Joshua welcomed him in. And the one thing that I had to point out it was that, like, you know, we're all a product of the nation and the minister's work to rebuild the nation. Like, literally, my parents met, and I know Michael's parents and I believe Brother Jihad's parents also met when in the 80s when the minister brought the nation back together. And, you know, we all really just did this out of just love for, like, you know, we really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for his work and if it wasn't for Allah, like, you know, just setting out this path for this man. And basically this is our way of, like, you know, just definitely for me, just giving thanks at the least bit. And I know Brother Jihad and Brother Michael, he just went through the footage and he began to construct this beautiful story. And, like, with every single frame of footage, we just drew another level of inspiration, which just took everything to another level. And then with the music, it also began to, you know, just push us forward. And I was only able to come out, like, you know, week here, week there, and able to provide, you know, just a very strong technical support. But the work ethic that these brothers have, man, it's just unmatched. I mean, I haven't seen it. I've been like working with artists and producers and so many different people, and I just have to say, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the collective effort of these other brothers on the scene. And to me, it's just, you know, I've been inspired in my own personal life to really see this come together, you know. And the other bit that I really observed was that, I'm sorry, I'm like actually walking right now, but the other thing that I've observed was that when we started out, you know, I just wanted to just not really mess anything up. And it became this beautiful thing that, you know, like Brother Michael said, like, the initial idea was just to do a basic behind the scenes. I was thinking when Michael called me, well, you know, it'll probably be a 20, 30-minute video. We'll get through this in a weekend, and we'll be back around our way. And then it just evolved into this, you know, wonderful story about basically our father. And when we were at the screening, like, I knew that it would touch people, but I didn't know that as a collective family that the believers would have that, this level of emotional response to it. I was in tears, and, like, my brother was in tears while watching it, and it just, I didn't know that it would have its outcome and be this powerful. And you know, all praise be to Allah for just allowing us to have this opportunity. And really, I can't take a drop of credit, because it's just simply, you know, the blessing of being able to tell his story is just, you know, it's beyond me. I just feel like I'm a vessel to kind of, you know, help this story come out. And all the brothers, you know, is Jihad or Brother Jami on the line?
I don't know. They haven't joined us yet.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Brother yeah. Michael, you and Brother Michael Lemire are on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for me, ultimately, like, I'm still, like, trying to process everything, honestly. Like, I've been able to come back home and, like, rest for a day or two, but I'm still, like, trying to process the power behind the product that we made, you know, and being a step back and look at it again a little bit of perspective. I'm still, like, coming down to earth, and I know the other brothers can probably relate, because we only just wanted to just really just, you know, just show our talent and just reciprocate what we've been given. And that's all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Dr. Ava, I just wanted to jump in just to say,
sure,
a few points before the callers, is that, you know, 2 points, these are not brothers that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. You know,
exactly.
They have had years and years and years of this skill set, and these are young, bright-minded with such talent to do this, because I'm also in the industry, and, you know, it's one thing to shoot a music video, and it's an interesting project to shoot a three to four minute video, and you're all day, couple of days, taking shots, shooting video, but then the real production comes into the editing room, putting this together, putting that together, the lighting, which shot. So it, when you say it's a production, it takes real skill, and you have people that this is all they do, this is their job, to look at that. So when they say, I mean, there's two dynamics in this, the dynamic that they do have the skill, and they show that in the quality of work that was presented, but also the blessing of what they just said, that, you know, they was guided by Allah. And then when the minister, you know, one of the things he's always taught us, that education is not to put in, but to bring out. The minister allowed what Allah has naturally given them to come out and bless us with this beautiful documentary. Because, you know, you can just say, well, anybody can put stuff together. You can't. Everybody, that's why everybody doesn't have a bestseller movie or a top hit video. It's because it's that keen eye. And is that way of putting things in arrangement. That's why you have certain people to arrange flowers, arrange weddings, because they're keen eye for detail. And so Allah blessed them. And, you know, I like when Brother Dr. Bridges said he was in tears, you know, you can't become in tears unless you feel the spirit in which the documentary was produced. So hearing the brother's spirit, we understand now why people had tears from seeing it, because there was love, as we talk, you know, when the MGT talk about they cook with love and you can taste the love in the food, well, you can see the love that was put into the documentary, and it's so powerful. And like you said, Dr. Ava, this is not just some lightweight documentary. This is an actual visual documentation where people say, well, how did someone look 2,000 years ago? Well, we got a documentary that can show you how that person that 2,000 years ago represents today.
Yeah, that he was a mere sign of. And, you know, Dr. Ridgely and I were talking earlier about black people and, you know, having suffered so much, it's difficult to accept love.
That's
to
right.
Even believe that we can be loved like that, and having exhausted every possible appeal, you know, because Sister LaDonna called the opening tape of the minister an appeal, the minister appealing to the president. This is appeal to black people first and foremost, and then humanity from God. And if you look at the minister and see him as the product of the love of Master Farrar Muhammad,
That's right. The
Honorable Elijah Muhammad for us, a mother and father, and this is the child that they produced, a genius, exquisite, beautiful being, you know, like Erykah Badu called him, a brave and beautiful being. You know, she left out human. She just called him a being. And, you know, these brothers on this team who are the offspring, you know, of believers. And
that's right.
I'm just so thrilled, because to me it's like we're you know how the plane taxis down and then it turns to get ready to, you know, when they say we're next for takeoff.
Go ahead.
You know. And this just makes me finally feel like, wow, we're really about to do this.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, that this coming out, this great love story, and how the minister loves, now the flip side of that is the showdown that he has thrown down for the people who hate him, the people who call themselves Jews, who hate him so much, and they hate him because of his love for us. So this documentary and then the music album is going to come out, where people are going to see the heart of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and then one has to look at over our shoulder at the ones who hate him, and they hate him because of his love for us. So the timing of this is right on time. All praise are due to Allah for you brothers who really brought the spirit of the minister out for people to see his open heart. Of this man who we have been blessed with to save the world. He's going to do it. And we thank you all for producing a documentary that will show the world really what God has gifted us with.
Praise to Allah. Thank you.
Praise.
So I know you don't have a release date, but and probably whatever you do have is probably under wraps. But can you give us a little hint?
Brother Michael?
Well, like you said, we don't have a release date. There's still a few hurdles the ministers team has to get over as far as for the album release. And also, we got to do a few touch-ups on the film. But, you know, I'm pretty sure within the next 2 months, for sure, the project should be done in its entirety. And then wherever we are on the album, we're going to have to just see where that is. And the plan is to release them together, the album and the movie, either at the same time or, you know, separately or together. I'm not sure how the marketing team is going to do that. But we're still looking at maybe a month or two at least before anything official.
This is so great because we're still talking record speed and, you know, a really new education paradigm that we don't have to, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, languish in their world, you know, for decades and fall into their trap of thinking you got to be 100 years old before you can make something happen. So this is beautiful. Let's go to the lines. We have Sister Rahima, and she's holding. She's got both a comment and a question. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Rahima.
Wa alaikum assalam, Dr. Ava. This is Sister Rahima. How is everyone this evening?
Oh, feeling great.
Oh, cloud nine. This is right down my alley. I'd like the young people say, I feel you, brothers. I feel you. Because I was inspired by the NOI research group to do a play after Lincoln and after the comments that came out in the final call that the research group was addressing. I decided to do a play in that regard. So I'm trying to find out how can I get this to the team to see what they think about it. I want to promote it as much as I can.
To the research team or
to
the film?
To the research group.
Research team. Brother, Dr. Rizzi, do we have an email that we can give or something we can give or?
This is your Tulsa, Oklahoma, Rahima.
Right.
Rahima.
Well, you can send that to me, Mr. Rahima, and I'll send it to the head of the research group.
Okay. That'll be fine. All right, and I'm trying to get on the open mic to do a taping so that it'll be easier to just kind of listen to the tape rather than, you know, read the whole play. It's not that long, but to read it. So if I get that off, I will also get back with you, Dr. Ridgely. All right?
Okay, well,
Thank you so much.
You're talking to the brothers there who really would probably be the best ones that you want to contact in terms of that type of thing. I mean, we do the research, but we are not experts on producing plays and videos. But
I just wanted to make sure I had my facts, straight.
Okay,
so that's why I wanted
to the group.
I
got you.
And also, it actually, I call it a photo docu-musical. And that means that there needs to be some photos of certain incidences that have happened back in the day. I've been trying to wrangle over the title. I came up with Lincoln for real, the dog days of Lincoln in a dog eat dog world, or Lincoln picture this. And then this morning I had a revelation. Maybe I should say Lincoln picture this, a secret relationship between Negroes and Jews.
Mm. Okay.
That's kind of what it's about.
Okay, well, shoot it to us, and then, you know, we'll look at it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. And then you'll share with the team, with the group that's there.
Yes, ma'am.
What they think. Thanks. Appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum. I appreciate you all.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. And you know, the call makes me think in terms of the documentary. You know, the minister has said to us that culture is the outgrowth of the thinking of a people at a certain period in history. And, you know, going to the youth of the film production team, you and I talk all the time, Dr. Rizzi, about we have to counteract the gravitational pull of the enemy. And I wanted to ask you, Brother Michael Amir, as well as Brother Elijah, as young black men surrounded by madness, what would be your, I guess, recommendation or thoughts on how we can pull the youth away. I mean, you know, they're gifted, they're talented, but we're fighting this war 24/7 for our children's attention. You know, they're just being presented with so much filth and madness, and to see young brothers engage in this type of creativity is fabulous. But what can we do to spread it?
That's an excellent question. You know, in the documentary, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, "The artists create the revolution. They produce the revolution." And you know, I think you know you have a lot of talented brothers and sisters who are trying to be creative and be positive in their music, in their art, in their film, and you know we just have to continue to show our people the clean glass, because you know once they see that, there's no competition between the clean and the dirty. All we see is the dirty, and you know we think that's our only route. We think that's the only way to go. We have to show them, you know, in so many words, show them the clean glass, you know. And that's what we're trying to do, just be the examples, because it's so much more to life than what we see on TV than just talking, you know, degrading women and having money and driving nice, all the things that we show on television. There's so much more to life. And, you know, we're just trying to show that. And the more the artists step up and the more people who aren't artists to speak on it and step up, a change is going to come. But I do want to say that time is coming. You know, our youth, the youth, they're dissatisfied. You know, we're hungry, broke, and out of doors. You know, we're sick of the same stuff we're seeing. We're not getting nowhere. And I really see the atmosphere change. People, you know, even in the lyrics you hear in certain music, artists are starting to speak a little different if you listen. You know, so that climate is being created, and I really think it's because of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's really sparking a lot of the minds and the entertainers, and I think the more we just push that, you know, eventually we're going to see that change that we've been waiting for, which is destined to come.
Absolutely.
That's a blessing.
Also, if I may add, the minister also spoke of, I don't want to misquote him, but he also spoke of how music is the universal language, where there's really no barriers with music. And I look at, like, education and how it's structured right now and how, you know, there's a big divide between, like, the schools that we go to every day and how we live at home. And it's almost like growing up, my mother, she gave us instruments to play, and my other family members and relatives, they also did music, and we encouraged that in the home. And that teaches you a different way of thinking and a different approach to life, to where, you know, we may look at everyday products like the car or a train or the building or like the phones that we're using to speak and talk with each other right now. And a lot of times the youth, you know, they're not exposed to the fact that someone else, just like you, put this together. Someone else conceived this idea and put that into the world. We have the same power that Allah has bestowed us with the same power to create, you know, within ourselves. So with music, that's just another tool that we can use to create and flourish and basically start something that didn't exist before. And I feel like the same way how they say the idle mind is the devil's playground, well, with the active mind, what is that? That's God's tool. And the active mind, using creativity, really can, you know, it, like me being creative, or like my brother, Haj Hassan Muhammad, he put me into environments where I can meet people that did music as well on a professional level, and I never once had even an ounce of mustard seed of desire in order to go out to the street and do negative things, because I constantly had an appetite for creativity. And I spent that time as a youth just, you know, at home building things, building music production. And, like, as soon as I got my hands on the camera, I fell in love with the power of what it could do, and just taking something that wasn't there before, going out shooting a random set of shots, and then figuring out the different ways of how I can string that together. And I just feel like with our youth in particular, they just need to understand that, hey, I can listen to rappers and what they say, but I have a story too. I can take this laptop computer that I have in my house and I can start my own music. And a lot of our youth don't understand that they have that control and power. They feel as if they're almost powerless in a way. And when in the schools, they don't educate our children to think. They educate our children, you know, to basically fall in line and conform.
Right.
And not to think freely and not to think, well, you can start something yourself. They're not training us in the general public schools to, you know, take charge of a situation and start something from scratch. We're not creating Alexander Bells and E.B. Du Bois, and we're not creating those types of minds and that kind of thinking. And now it's creating a society of youth that are basically lost because they're being fed rather than learning how to craft agriculture and feed themselves. Like
Very true.
And, like, the biggest thing that we can do as believers, especially in the home, is just encourage our children to think around, think outside the box by understanding that that box is created by a person, and
right.
You can create your own box. And
that's right.
For me, it's just like, once when we start influencing that sort of thinking, and the film and the minister's words influence, in like, they encourage universality and understanding that, you know, once when we get down this path of understanding that we don't have to take what music that, you know, the artists and entertainers out there give us, we can start our own, that's an extremely powerful thing. And it's almost dangerous for an enemy, because an enemy, the last thing they want you to do is to think freely and realize that you don't have to take what they give you.
That's right.
Praise be to Allah.
Go ahead.
Awesome. That is so awesome. And you know, you're really bringing back up in my mind how Allah inspired the minister to go back and make that swift round of the college campuses.
Mm.
And
yeah.
he did it like with the speed of light, you know. And you know, not only did he bring a message that changed the minds and the direction that a lot of the students were going in, but to witness him and how he moves independently is a lesson in and of itself. You know, he unlike Negro leaders who are so hypocritical, and you know, they talk about freedom, justice, and equality, but they completely depend on white people for their sustenance. And the minister shows how you can be in this world and not of it. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Brother Khalifa, and he has a comment. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Khalifa.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad, and to our other guests. Yes, sir. This evening we were able to make the trip to Chicago, my wife and I.
Beautiful.
And we were sitting at table number 30, and we had two young brothers sitting at the table. And over the first few minutes as the documentary was playing, they were kind of just a little fidgety. But as it went on, it had grabbed them, and they were paying, you know, undivided attention. So we see all of these things that's going on with the documentary, the time and what must be done, the minister speaking Sunday at the mosque, and all this stuff. You see a whole collective synergy of Allah's truth affecting this enemy, and it's just tearing him down. So all we pray, Allah, we just keep striking a blow because it's so effective. And my wife and I were so exhilarated, and we come back here to Kansas City, and the believers that weren't able to make it, they were asking us about it. We were sharing with them what we experienced that Saturday and that Sunday and how well the documentary was. My wife was so excited. She, call Chicago and see when they're going to release. I said, baby, we can't call now. They're going to let us know when they're going to drop it. But she was just, I want to get it now. So this here is going to have a tremendous effect because it's running this beast crazy.
Come on.
When the shot part 18 out there, and when they showed him over there in Dagestan and whatnot, and all the white Muslims putting the robe authority and stuff on it.
Go ahead.
In mind. So they don't know whether to to go blind or go crazy. But that's the end of it. So we just got to keep striking the blow. Praise be to Allah. That's all I wanted to say. As-salamu
alaykum. Praise be to Allah.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Thank you so much for that call. Beautiful witness, Barry. Now, we have Brother Lewis on the line, and he's got a question. Very insightful, Brother. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Lewis.
Wa alaykum salam, Sister Ava and Dr. Risley and Brother Terrence. Really enjoying the show. Really, really powerful show. I really see these young brothers as really warriors in the highest sense.
Yeah,
I mean, true
yeah.
warriors. And I was wondering if there's any talk of these of our brothers or us getting together, linking up with the research team, and perhaps offering some type of news media outlet that's done, even if you covered the stories in the final call from a news perspective with video, so that people who don't read a lot could have access to them. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Because then whatever is going on here, maybe we could upload our stories into some type of feed to where we could really have a nervous system, because, man, these documentaries, they're very powerful for young people. But yeah. I'm really, Black Power salute to you, brothers. God salute. I'm really proud of y'all. And thank you, Dr. Lynn, Sister Ava, for bringing our brothers to the forefront so that we could see them and admire them. I hadn't seen the documentary, but just in hearing about it, I know people want to call in, but we're just all like, you know, just we're in awe. So, thank
praise
y'all. I really love this show.
All
love what y'all do. Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum. To answer Brother Lewis, I believe? Brother Lewis?
Yes, sir, Brother Lewis.
To answer Brother Lewis's question, yes, Brother Joshua has began to formulate multiple ideas as far as how to take, our visual concepts to the next level when it comes to more documentaries, when it comes to, you know, just the news, like you said, media outlets, news outlets. So we're starting to formulate ideas, and I know it's many, many other talented believers in the ranks who have a lot to offer as well. So I believe Brother Joshua is working on different ideas. He's formulating different ideas to actually start doing something. This is, inshallah, only the beginning. You know, we have more ideas, and we're filled with the spirit and want to just keep going. So, inshallah, it's much, much more to come.
Praise be to Allah. Great.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is so deep. The minister, you know, in the Quran, Muhammad ibn Abdullah for that time, and now this is our man for this time, for the fullness of time, a light-giving son. Mm. And I remember years and years ago when I first came in the nation in the early 80s, and I was talking to one of our, you know, hard-headed people out in the street, who questioned why I had decided to follow the minister and go into the Nation of Islam. And it was a brother, and he made a comment about the minister's security. And if he's a man of God and blah, 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 why does he have all these bodyguards? And I told the brother, I said, he didn't ask for those brothers.
Come on. Come on.
Those brothers came.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God inspired them to. The minister got up
right.
by himself. That's him and Jibril, Brother Jibril.
Right.
The minister, I have worked with him. When I worked with him in the study guides, you have to stop him. He'll go out by himself in an instant.
That's right.
You know, then I look now and how I work with him on the study guides, and now he is so full and spreading such powerful light that teams of people now, you got a research team that came into existence the same way. The minister didn't say, oh, somebody come help me deal with these Jews. Brothers came defend this man who was already out there engaged.
That's right.
You know, And so now here we go again.
That's
now,
right.
Now we're moving into the ultimate demonstration of mercy, where God says, you know, I know the enemy has made us, he's made us so illiterate, you know, and downtrodden and ignorant and savage, that we're starting a new world from the very beginning with music, colors,
right.
Medicine, you know, a healing through film. And so if you can't read, we're just going to show you this meeting. Okay?
That's right.
You know, it's like God gets right in between the devil and the people and says, I got a man so beautiful.
Come on.
Okay? That I'm just going to do, because that's what we're into now, visual.
That's
so
right.
That's how it's coming. And when Brother Lewis said that, I started having tears, because I've been thinking about that in terms of news.
Right.
That we need the same type of activity going on, where, you know, the final call has become, it has evolved into a superior product, but now you have so many illiterate people.
Right.
And so they've got to be inspired now, and once they get inspired and get that vision, then they will want to read. Okay.
Right.
But we need a Final Call newspaper. We need a Nation of Islam news.
Come
you
on.
Know that
That's
we
right.
give, you know. I mean, I appreciate MSNBC and the liberals and all that, but we need full 100% truth now.
Well, yeah.
And Sister Ava, to add on to what you said, it's so powerful. You just kind of open up Pandora's box when you said something. you know, talk about the scripture, I draw all men unto you. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan don't ask any of us to come to a city that he's going to.
Come on.
We go when
That's
we
right.
hear. And then, like, let me give you an example. When I hear or somebody sends out a word or I get a glimpse that he's coming, when he was going to Tuskegee, somebody hit me on Facebook and said, are you coming when the minister's coming? I ain't have no clue about the minister coming. But when I heard, everything went into motion and I was in Tuskegee. And we come like droves because we come to the light. So we're drawn in. So it's nothing. And we pay, just like the Million Man March, we pay our own way, make
That's
sacrifice.
Right.
We don't care if it's 4 to 5 brothers in a room. We're going to be there to secure God's man. Now, the other piece of this is, if you watch the Friendship Tour, the World Friendship Tour, he played that at Tuskegee. And when you mentioned the security, there was security with him, not for the hatred of him, but people's shoulders were dislocated because of the love of him.
That's right.
They just wanted to touch him. And in the Muslim countries, when you saw droves of people pushing and crowd, he's just walking, but they're pushing and running just to look at him, to touch him, thousands upon thousands.
That's right.
We think the Million Man March was something with nearly 2 million men, but 3 months later, go to Iran and you have 6 million in the audience and 60 million watching live. This is the kind of man, and there's no leader, and I'm going to say this boldly, there's no black leader today and that I know of that when they announce they're going somewhere, that there's hundreds of men that follow to secure them.
That's
right.
And I go with all of them, and most of them, when they travel, I show up to secure them in my city.
Yes,
so
sir.
I say that there's something special about him, and this visual picture helps it be so clear. And that quality of the opening of the documentary was so beautiful. Just the layout of the scenery shows a glimpse of his heart. That's why I said these brothers were inspired. This is not no mere little shoot some cameras documentary.
No Rudy too. No Rudy
too. Glimpse of his clarity of heart with the scenery that they open up with in this documentary.
Go ahead. Sir.
Praise is due to Allah. Yes.
All praise is due.
Now we got now people, as always, they're lining up. So we have Sister Renee. She's got a comment, and she's calling out of Washington D.C. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Ava. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I wanted to comment on something that you said last week when you talked about how Allah is using a minister as bait to lure Satan out.
Yes.
I thought about that, and I had was studying chapter 8 of the Holy Quran, which is called Voluntary Gifts.
Yes.
And I noticed that the minister mentioned a showdown, and he mentioned how that he didn't go in there with that spirit, but Allah had put that in him, because the chapter 8, it talks about how the Battle of Badr, how it's often referred to as Furqan. And I thought that that was very significant when you mentioned that, how Allah is using him. And when I was studying that surah, I read that, and I said, wow, that's deep. So I just wanted to mention that, and I thank you again for this opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
That's beautiful insight and analysis. And, you know, again, if you look at this weekend's events, every aspect of this past weekend is what the Christians call a miracle.
Yes.
You know, all the way to the man himself and the appearance, you know, the appearance and state of health. And yes, that's exactly right. It's bait. Now, I'm interested in seeing the impact and effect that this has, and what starts to appear on the internet after this. We let me get to, because we are coming down into the last 20 minutes. So I have Sister Rosetta Muhammad on the line, and she has a comment. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for having me. I am Sister Rosetta. I'm from Muhammad's Mosque, number 27.
All right. LA.
We are so honored that Brother Jami, Brother Amir, Michael Amir, and Brother Jihad are all from Muhammad's Mosque 27. So on behalf of the regional mosque here in Los Angeles, we just want to congratulate them and let them know how very, very proud we are. And I also want to say this, is that I happen to have soldiered with all three of their mothers, Sister Charlene, who's Brother Jami's mother, Sister Gladys Muhammad, who's Brother Michael Amir's mother, and Sister Carriette, who is Brother Jihad's mother. And we all came in mosque in the 80s, and we all loved Minister Furqan so much, and it all came through our children. I also have three sons.
Yes,
ma'am. And I also have three sons, and they all grew up together. So to see the greatness in our youth and in our boys, our young kids, but to see this is just overwhelming, and we are so proud. And I just have to give credit to their mothers, because I know their mothers and I know the kind of women they are. And as we just heard the minister say on Sunday, that heaven lies at the foot of mother. And so what these young men came through is because of what their mothers put in them. And we want to know, we want everybody never to forget that.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful.
And
that's why I opened up this show, you know, talking about Sister Gladys Muhammad and the other sisters, you know, that, see, now you as you said, the love of the leader, the love of the teachings, the love of Allah coming through the womb. See, these are young black men that their brains and hearts were shaped a certain way. They're in this world, but they're not of it. You know,
right.
And that comes through, and that's why I'm saying every aspect of the weekend, the fact that it came during the week of so-called Mother's Day, and we made it really that, and he entitled his message, "The Priceless Value of Mother."
Yes.
Okay, not just not woman, but mother.
Right.
You know, which is the ultimate divine purpose of us existing. You know, is to rear human beings to serve Allah.
That's right.
You know, and to see it, as you said, unfolding, and all of them to come out of this this mosque like this. This is just, and you know, 27 and awesome, just incredible.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved.
And I said I did it. Hollywood, take that.
The new Hollywood, right? And elevate it. Bring Hollywood
elevated
up out of the gutter.
Go ahead.
And brother Michael Amir, you worked with Michael Jackson.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you know, I'm thinking about him as well. That he's not here, but you are. And Allah blessed you to serve as his assistant, his chief of staff. And I'm sure you learned a great deal. What was that like?
That was quite an experience. I thank Allah all the time for blessing me to go through that. You know, a very beautiful man, beautiful man, great heart. You know, and I was blessed to be with him, you know, nearly every day the last 2.5 years of his life. It was quite an experience. You know, he really gave me an opportunity to grow. He seen something in me. He gave me a lot of responsibility. But, you know, one of the most important things that he did, he knew I wanted to be a film director. And so we hired a director from USC to personally teach me and him, because he wanted to, he said the next part of his life was directing. He wanted to get into film. So me and him would sit in a classroom with just us two and the teacher. And
for
a few years, we took film classes together. And his children also had their own separate class. So I really thank him for investing in me like that, to actually, you know, spend his money so I can get a good education in film, and as well as himself and his children. But, you know, it was really a blessing from Allah to really spend time with that brother and to be around that brother. A special human being, and I see why the minister loves him. And, of course, I know why he loved the minister. And it's because of the minister I was able to be in that kind of a position. So I thank Allah again for the minister and his family.
Yes,
ma'am. So I'm just being, I'm really, Allah, Master Farah Muhammad, has really been blessing me. And I try to stay faithful by striving to be a good Muslim. But, you know, the more I strive, the more blessings come. So I'm just thankful, and I must try to stay on this road.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
Yes,
well,
sir.
That brings a smile to my face.
Yes, sir. I know it does. And again, you know, at the end of all of this, at the end of the day, we know that our people are suffering, and all of us in our individual lives know that it's a struggle right now to be in America. But that's because everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said years ago, 50 and 60 years ago, is coming to pass.
That's right.
And one of my favorite statements from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, Allah will make you separate.
Come on.
He will make you separate. And as Satan is revealed more and more, and as the minister said, I think it was in the Time and What Must Be Done latest message, where he said, you know, the Bible keeps talking about Satan being revealed. He'll be revealed.
That's right.
Well, that means he's been hidden.
That's right.
If he's going to be revealed. And so all of this time, and especially in the last half millennium, our people have been deceived. This is the arch deceiver who has deceived the whole world so effectively that Allah had to produce a human being that whose mere existence would counteract and expose Satan. And for the minister to be so beautiful as an artist, a musician, a singer, but yet then come so forcefully as a warrior and hold nothing back in telling the enemy to his face who he is, what Allah is doing to him. And you know, of course, you heard about the tornadoes in Texas last night.
Yes.
And so the weather, the economy, everything about their world. Congress is the House of Representatives, which is primarily racist, anti-Obama, anti-black people that are willing to take America down rather than show justice to the black men. They are actually losing their mind in front of us.
That's right.
You know, today they voted on trying to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act, which they call Obamacare.
Mm.
They voted to repeal it, though it can't be repealed legally. They can't do it, but they voted on it the 38th time. See, that's a crazy person. See, but but this is leadership of America.
Come on. They're having a problem with intelligence.
Exactly. And in the meantime, the same IRS, Internal Revenue Service, that's bothering the Nation of Islam,
come on.
Is now on the defense. By
the
of all
party
people,
gonna get them.
The Tea Party.
That's amazing. Oh, praise be to Allah.
Law is just something else. You know, now he'll definitely, he says they plan and I plan. And Allah is the best of planners. So, you know, you come at us and you're disturbing us and bothering us.
Please.
And meanwhile, we go ahead and celebrate the minister's 80th birth anniversary and the documentary comes to the screen, which they would rather, you know, eat their children than see this documentary come out. I'm telling you. So now, you know, Eric Holder, you know, President Obama, told you, you better get your own and be yourself.
That's right.
You know, this IRS operates in your administration, and you didn't call them in and say, leave Minister Farrakhan alone?
Oh, well.
You didn't see that?
See that?
No. So see, Satan, the accuser. Now you yourself are accused. Now you in the hearing.
It's amazing. Oh, praise be to Allah.
Your Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you go ahead and eat what you prepared for us. That's right. You know, so this is a really beautiful thing. So we're about to close out. The time went by fast, and Brother Michael Amir and Brother Elijah, again, we are also proud of you, and we see this as just the beginning. You're going to make Steven Spielberg and Quentin Tarantino and Spike Lee and all of them like cartoons when you all get in motion.
Praise you, Allah.
Thank you, man.
Yes, thank you. Thank you both for coming on. And as we wind down, I do want to share with the listeners that I just returned from Tampa, Florida, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater, and I stayed at a hotel called Fort Harrison, which is owned by the Church of Scientology, and their international flag headquarters is in Clearwater, Florida, and I just want to remind us of two things that are available to us that we better quickly grab hold of that have been given to us as yet another gift from Allah and His Christ through the minister. Number one is self-improvement, the basis for community development.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is Dianetics. And I want to remind us, as the minister said on Sunday, that what motivated him in the first place to explore Dianetics and the technique of what is called auditing, developed by L. Ron Hubbard, was the female.
Yes.
That, you know, the minister is very sensitive to the pervasive abuse of females that takes place in the world, and specifically among black women. And he is the only one I know that addresses that subject head on. And it has to be addressed. It has to be brought to the surface and dealt with if our community is going to move forward. But he said that he explored Dianetics because this process called clearing, where there's a technique that allows the human mind to travel back through all the way back to the womb, where traumatic experiences that have been buried deep in the emotional self by what is called the reactive mind, that in order for us to survive certain events, the trauma of them, we completely bury these things in our subconscious. But the problem is those events are not on our conscious mind, but they drive our behavior. And we're unaware of certain triggers that reactive mind, or as the minister deals with it in the study guides, emotional reactions that we don't direct or control and really are holding us back from success in life, all of us. And so, you know, he said in his own defense, and I want to say again, anybody that is sitting around thinking that the minister's trying to lead us in some other religion, and I will repeat in his words, he said, "I am not trying to lead you to another religion. You have the best religion in the world. But evidently, you don't know your religion."
That's
the
right.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad in our lesson said, "Islam is everything, sun, moon, and stars." So how can you tell me that knowledge is not Islam? Science is not Islam. Mathematics is not Islam. Allah says in the Quran, "I am truth." So anywhere you find truth, it belongs to you. You are the natural owner and possessor of truth. And I had a fabulous time in Clearwater in St. Petersburg. I was invited there by Sister Naira Muhammad, who's the student MGT captain, and an organization she founded called Mothers of Civilization. And they had a beautiful event on Saturday. And my family and I received services and did some studying of some of the Dianetics courses, which offer an incredible array of knowledge that all of us can partake of that will help us move forward and break away from some of these internal storms that are occurring within us that are keeping us from being our very best self. So I just wanted to make that statement. And once again, here's the minister trying his best to save us. And so please don't just sit and wallow in self-pity and anger and misery. He has given us through his life a new lease on life. And we thank Allah for
That's
him.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure I got that in before the program ended.
Well, you know, my Minister Ava,
yes,
you know, one of our problems could be that the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad brought are so powerful that we can just repeat what has been told to us, and then we get the respect and admiration of others, but just by saying it. And for some of us, that's enough just to get some applause from people, recognition from people, because we say something significant. But our next step is to take that teaching and study that teaching and put that teaching into practice, and then we have to bring in everything in the universe to bear witness to it and to put life into that universal teaching so that we can go out and build something. It's time now for us to build. Minister Farrakhan made it very clear in Tuskegee. It's time for us to build. So all the sciences that of life, all the sciences of everything must be studied through the eyes, the binoculars that we've been given by the teachings. But don't just stay repeating what you've heard. Take what you've heard, internalize it, and study the universe and let's put it to work for our behalf.
That's right, because we're here to bring in a new world.
That's
and
right.
Guess what, Brother Michael and me and Brother Elijah, guess who's joining us?
Who's that?
Brother John Me.
Oh, there he is.
you called him up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother John Me.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Oh, wonderful. We've been having a great time, and we're so glad you could get in on it. Now, we're down
praise
to about 4 minutes. But if you can give us a real quick perspective on this experience of making the documentary with the team.
Praise is due to Allah. A brief synopsis of it is it's the highest honor I've ever had in my life to deal with a project of this magnitude on a man that I've never known life without, you know, being someone that was raised around the nation and the children of a child of believers. So it's really just the biggest thing that's ever happened to me. You know, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for raising up the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Praise, you know, and also to thank Brother Joshua Farrakhan for you know, pretty much just giving us the door and giving us a shot. And also Brother Michael Amir for allowing me, you know, to be a part of it. And really for, you know, brother living the way that he does, living the lifestyle the way that he does, of a Muslim, which is, you know, pretty much to restrict the law is our ladder to success. And if you look at brother's life, you know, brother is moving up a ladder. You know, I've always known him to be a very moral brother, you know, a very creative brother, you know, and always having the nation on his mind at all times. And also the resurrection of our people. But brother's always been want to do it in a new way, you know, because just looking at the way that we're doing it, you know, he just wants to be on the cutting edge, not in vanity, but for our nation to be on the cutting edge, you know. So it's really just an honor, man, you know, just to even, you know, to do anything, to, you know, even if you were just one of the brothers that helped on this, not to say like it's a bad thing, but just anything and to help, you know, to pick us up from the airport, you did something towards the project, you know, because we were grinding to make it happen. You know, I'm going back and forth to Phoenix, you know, so if you did anything on the project, that's a high honor because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, by the grace of our lives, you know, pleased with it. So it's just a blessing to put a smile on his face. Praise be to Allah.
That was a lot that got you in at the end. What a great way to bring the program to them, for a young brother to bear witness to the restrictive law.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. And talk about how moral correctness and living the life leads to all this creative freedom. This is amazing. Thank you so much, Brother John Mee, for sharing the time. We've been hearing some really good things about you this evening.
Praise you. Please, pardon my tardiness.
You came right on time, because it's important for the callers, the listeners, the everyone to make that. I think that we couldn't have made a better connection than that, because we are taught that the restrictive law is our success, and you motivated me, you know, to get to we got to be on the straight and narrow path as much as possible in this
right.
hour. It is our
right.
salvation.
Yeah.
And just as the minister, like Brother Michael Amir reminded us, the minister and you, Dr. Ridgey, gave his music up.
That's right.
For the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the thing that he loved most, the quintessence of his soul.
That's
you know,
right.
And the messenger said, you got to walk away from that, brother.
Mm.
And he did that not knowing that
right.
Allah would not only give it back to him, but in a way that he never could have imagined. And
that's
so
right.
I want
that's
to
right.
thank all of you, the documentary team, Brother Michael Amir Muhammad, Brother Elijah, Brother John Mee, and, of course, the Elevated Places team. Couldn't get it done without you. Dr. Ridgey Muhammad, Brother Terrence Muhammad, Sister LaDonna Muhammad, Sister Rona Muhammad and our researcher brother Bobby Muhammad, and of course the listeners and callers. Let's keep our language on a high level. Get out there on Twitter and on Facebook. Defend your belief. Defend your leader, and do it on the highest level. May Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.